It gives me great pleasure to introduce my bestie, Kristen, from Santa Maria.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Kristen, alcoholic. Thank you, Kevin and Kim, for asking me to speak tonight. And it's been a while since I've spoke here, but I see a lot of people that have heard me speak probably a few times. So I'm sorry for that if you didn't know I was going to be here. But here I am. So, but let's see. All right. I just want to welcome everybody that's new. And, you know, I know the pain and I know the agony of that, of walking in here and, you know, feeling just hopeless and helpless and unwilling. And I was all of those things. I was, I came here and I was angry, but I was angry at myself, what I had become. And so, you know, you're right where you should be, because there's joy that comes with after the anger and the, you know, hopelessness and the unwillingness. And, you know, once you're willing, you know, everything changes and nobody can do it for you. You can only do it for yourself. No one can stop you from drinking. And, you know, I thought that, you know, I'd walk in here and I would just, you know, something immediately would click for me and I would just be cured and I could walk back out, turn my court card in and, you know, and be just done with this. But that's not my story. And I don't know, it's so different now because I just celebrated 4 years of sobriety and thank you. I love my date. It's 11-11. I wish it was 11-11-11, but I didn't even walk in here until December 8th of 2011. And so I found my way here, you know, through the court system, and I'll get to all that. But I am... Let's see, I grew up in Santa Barbara, and anybody that remembers me, you know, I sat over here where Billy is, and I held my purse, and I, you know, I kept my coffee cup in my purse, and a lot of people weren't, you know, they thought I was like stuck up or snooty or something. No, I was dying inside. I was literally so envious. I was dying of envy of all of you, the men, the women. I just wanted so bad what you guys had, and I had no attainable thought. No thought came into my mind that it was attainable for me, ever. You know, and I'm all about being of service, and that's what has done it for me, is being of service. I'm comfortable with being uncomfortable. I take nothing personal in this room anymore. And, you know, I think I'm fairly approachable. I just want to be a better person, and I want to be a good example to people that come in or people that, you know, come in and out. And, you know, thank you for the newcomer. You show me that it still sucks out there and that it's not any better than when I was doing it. And, you know, I'm a dangerous, dangerous person when I drink. But I just want to read this one thing. Well, two things. And I said I wouldn't go past 8, but 8:15, right, Vicky? So, okay. So I love this one part on Bill's story on page 5. It's liquor ceased to be a luxury. It became a necessity. And for me, that's what it was, just to live, just to wake up in the morning and breathe. I was drinking warm beer. I was drinking warm vodka. I mean, I was drinking anything that was on my nightstand, you know, and it was just the most it's baffling. It's cunning. It's everything. It is so demoralizing to wake up and look at your dresser and there's a bottle of vodka, there's like 40 beer bottles, and then my children, mommy, I gotta get to school, you know. And so, but I'm just gonna read this last page, and this, every time I speak, I read this, because to date, no matter what, this is always this is my life today. No matter whether I had a good day, a bad day, just a day. You know, some days I just have a day and I don't have anything good or bad to say about it. But it's on page 511 and it's Gutter Bravado. And it's, so today I'm much more comfortable with life as Alcoholics Anonymous has promised. And I know they're right when they say it keeps getting better. My circumstances have steadily improved as my spiritual life grows and matures. Words cannot begin to describe the feelings in my heart as I sometimes ponder how much my life has changed, how far I've come, and how much there is yet to discover. And though I'm not sure where my journey may take me next, I know I'll owe it to the grace of God and to three words of the 12 steps: continue, improve, and practice. Oh, and one more thing they told me, humility is the key. And for me, that is like my life to date with Alcoholics Anonymous, and along with willingness and just being comfortable with being really uncomfortable. And, you know, I'm you know, trudging forward into my 50th year of life, my fifth year of sobriety, and I have, you know, it's a scary road ahead of me. I'm going to be without, I'm going to have empty nest syndrome, you know, in September. And it'll be, you know, a whole new experience for me in life. But I know nothing. I have a plenty of excuses. I have not one reason to drink. And I hope that, you know, that you too, if you're new, just keep coming back. Something will click for you. But yeah, thank you so much.
Let's give Kristen another round of applause.